Next, from the WFYI Arts and Culture Desk, the annual Ann Katz Festival of Books and Arts continues to grow and adds jazz this year. WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer talked with the Jewish Community Center's Lev Rothenberg about what offerings in this 21st year the community-focused event.
And it actually started as the book fair, and then it became the book festival. And then about 6 years ago, it became the Festival of Books and Arts as we grew and saw more opportunities to reach out to the community.
And this year, you're certainly reaching out to the community in some very unique ways, including music.
I am thrilled that we are going to be doing Fiddler on the Roof, a jazz concert, which is actually based on an album that was done by Cannonball Adderley in 1964. Oh. And this time around, we get to partner with Indie Jazz Fest. And Rob Dixon, who is just, saxophonist supreme here in Indianapolis, along with a group of other outstanding musicians, will be presenting it as part of our new Jazz at the J series.
And why is jazz an important part to add to this festival?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. Number one, because I absolutely love jazz. but also, jazz is the type of music that just gets you moving and gets you smiling. And I say to people who say, I don't like jazz, it's like, well, try it. You'll like it.
And I'm guessing that most people are very familiar with the score from Fiddler on the Roof, but they've never heard it interpreted like this.
I guarantee you almost nobody has heard it this way. It's actually jazz. There won't be singing. You know, nobody will be dressed up like Tevye and the Shtetl. This is great jazz, but with tunes that everybody will recognize.
Obviously, authors still an important part of your festival. A couple of presentations that we want to take note of.
Well, we're bringing Dennis Ross, who is was an ambassador to Israel from the United States, one of the experts on Mideast politics. We're bringing Alan Zweibel. And Alan Zweibel, you might not recognize his name, but he was one of the very first writers for Saturday Night Live. He's won 5 Emmys for shows such as Gary Shandling and Curb Your Enthusiasm. And every time I've heard him give a little 3-minute presentation, everyone's rolling in the aisles. Oren Rudofsky has made an excellent film called Joseph Pulitzer, Voice of the People. And we will actually be screening the film and following it up with a panel discussion with Oren and with members of the Indiana chapter of the Society of Professional Journalists, talking about journalism today, talking about meaningful things such as what is fake news, which actually back in the times of Joseph Pulitzer was actually an issue.
And you're celebrating tiny houses once again.
Yes, we have 4 days of tiny houses. We will have about 15 tiny houses. You can walk through them. You can look at them. You could fit yourself into them. We also have 2 authors that we're bringing that relate to them. One lady who has written a book about building a sustainable house, and another lady named Kristen Ivey, who is part of the Keep It Simple movement. Every single program is for everyone in our community, and our community in the broadest sense of the word.
That was the Jewish Community Center's Lev Rothenberg speaking with WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer from our Arts and Culture Desk.